Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Good risings. I'm Brian, and this is Grateful Grains. Welcome back. We're on day three of our week, re-exploring ritual. On Monday, we had a quick conversation about the danger of stale tradition, asserting that unless we're coming to the table with intention, we're wasting our time. Yesterday, we talked how to use ritual in order to build new habits. Today, we're discussing the use of ritual in facilitating new memories. We talk a lot about the pursuit of happiness and meaning on Grateful Grains. Routes to joy, healing, connection, relationships, living a healthy lifestyle in order to experience life to the absolute fullest. Even so, we know it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life. Responsibilities, obligations, work, children, family, friends, the balancing act can be all-consuming. Days, then weeks, then months, then years fly by in the blink of an eye. And sometimes we're so busy making ends meet, it's tough to remember anything notable happening at all. It's all about baby steps toward the light at the end of the tunnel. It's about choosing what we need most in life and moving toward it, slowly distancing ourselves from anything that isn't serving us, stealing back our time and allotting it as we see fit, rather than allowing others to take that time from us. It's intention, intention, intention in all things. I found it helpful to make a list of where my time is being spent, and for each line item, I ask, why am I doing this? What is the exact purpose? Is it serving me? Is it leading me toward my goals? What is the impact on my physical and mental well-being? If the answers are positive, we find ourselves reinvigorated with a better understanding, a deeper relationship with our why. And we can call on that knowledge anytime we begin to feel overwhelmed. On the other hand, if we notice our time being taken away from us by ultimately unimportant obligations or relationships that drain us, activities that aren't helping us grow in the right direction, or dead-end jobs that barely keep our head above water, it's time to start examining how to escape. When it comes to an exit plan, it can be an immediate departure, or it can be a 5-year journey, so long as we draw up the map and we know we're moving away from it. In this scenario, we find comfort in the knowledge that we're taking steps toward that end. All of this to preface the idea that we need to make space for new experiences and new memories. Again, sometimes we find ourselves in a place in life where we can't remember the last interesting thing we did or the last time we really had fun. We talk about adventure a lot, embracing the unknown with enthusiasm, stepping outside of our comfort zone. It's powerful stuff. It's where some of our biggest memories are made. It's those times out on a limb where we experience real change. It's where some of our most profound growth happens. But what's it have to do with ritual? It's blocking off a specific date and a period of time in order to create new memories. Whatever we need more of in life, whether it's time with family or time with friends, alone time, time with your significant other, it's all about being proactive about making it happen. We can literally decide what we need, point at the calendar, and start a new ritual. It can be an annual event, biannual, monthly, weekly, even daily. Whatever it is, we create it with intention. We carve out a time. We decide on the destination, even if it's at our own house or at a park. And we share the plan and the intention with whoever we'd like to be there. We do it again and again and again, exactly as often as we say we will. Thus, a new ritual is born, and new memories with ourselves or the people we love are being born alongside it. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Grains. You can find us on Instagram at Good Risings, or you can find me at B McMuffin. We'll be back again tomorrow for day 4 of our week on ritual. Until then, remember, a better tomorrow starts with today. Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.